What's happening, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, the weekend edition of this podcast, coming to you as usual from Manhattan, Kansas on this Saturday, April 9th, 2022. And this is the baseball report on the K-State side of things. Of course, for those of you new to this podcast, this is where we usually, as usual, talk about the latest in K-State athletics, and K-State woes continue on the road as K-State baseball kicked off their three-game series on the road in Lubbock. It was a tight one, and then key double in the bottom of the sixth inning by Texas Tech there, which included a three bases loaded clearing double in the sixth inning there, which was the difference maker in this ball game as the Batcats lose 6-3 in the series opener down there. Of course, Josh Nikoloff's two-run, two-out single in the top half of that same inning gave K-State the lead. So K-State took the lead away from Tech. Ooh, by the way, Texas Tech, if you have not already, again, the new episode of the Purple Project Podcast is now out wherever you get your podcast. Episode 95 is a jam-packed one this week, so make sure you download it and check that out. Yeah, so the Cats are leading 3-1. And this is not the first time K-State has taken the lead on the road. Of course, you got to go back to the week before where they were up TCU in this game, too, and then a big run took them out of it. This one did, as Texas Tech responded. They were three of their own there, and K-State could never recover in this one. Oh, no. As K-State loses again on the road, drops their record in conference play now to 1-6, and now they drop 15-14 on the road there as well. Blake Adams, who had a strong in this pitching performance there as well. Hassall also was pitched for K-State as well. He gave up three hits there. It came in the second inning, actually. So he pitched the first five in the third innings, including giving up a solo home run, which was the only run he gave up to Texas Tech's Cole Stidwell. After that as well, and then after that, Hassall really got in a groove, and he's shut down, retired 13 in the next 14 Red Raiders as well. Pete Hughes commented after the game they wanted to give Texas Tech a different look there, and it paid off here in the first half early on, and then after that, Blake Adams came on, and the wheels came off there after K-State took the lead there as well. Texas Tech did strike first, as I mentioned, the Colwell home run there gave them the lead, and then K-State shut them down there, and then K-State in the top of the sixth inning in general was the key of this game here. K-State took the lead thanks to Nikoloff, and then you give up. This is what K-State has to work on. Get a lead, you have to hold your opponent. You cannot let them get back in the game, especially when you just took the lead away. You have all the momentum. This is what college athletics is all about. Whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, you gotta do your best to try to keep the other opponent down, especially when you take the momentum away, especially on the road. I obviously love it. It's a tough place to play. In case they did what they can, but in the bottom of the sixth inning, Raiders struck back and never looked back from there. K-State, three runs on eight hits with two errors and left six. Texas Tech, six runs, eight hits, and one error in this one. They stranded seven. K-State stranded six. Seven of the not total nine runs were scored in the sixth inning. Like I said, yeah, that was a huge inning for both teams there. You wish K-State would have shut them down there, and K-State might have walked away out of here with a big, big-time win there. But they don't, and it's here. Nikoloff drove in two runs while Nick Goodwin produced the other run in game one. Mitchell Lidl players with three hits, going 3-for-4 in this one. Adams took the loss. He goes to 3-3 on the season there. And then K-State, they got to work on this right here. K-State hit batting 200 last night with runners in score 100. The difference was 100 more for Texas Tech. Three batted 300 while K-State batted 200. And I kind of got after them about best offense in the Big 12. Well, that's definitely not going to be, that's definitely not best offense Big 12 worthy at all. So K-State's going to have to find a way. Well, really, if you get a lead, they're going to have to find a way to better hold their opponents that way as well. Texas Tech now moves up 41-31 in the all-time series there. The loss snapped K-State's three-game winning streak against Texas Tech. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I forgot about that last year. This actually included the Big 12 Championship Tournament last year down in OKC last year. K-State knocked off Texas Tech. We kind of forgot about that, and I mentioned this on the podcast, so that's shame on the host there. But, yeah, that's a good reminder there, but it doesn't matter now because K-State lost last night. K-State 8-25 and 1 on the road against the Tech Raiders. Their last win in Lubbock, by the way, coming in 2012, excuse me, for that as well. And of course, K-State to kind of wrap things up before I head out on another quick small run here. They dropped 1-7 on the road. Well, actually, excuse me, 1-7 against ranked opponents this year, and 1-4 against the top 10 against the top 10 opponents there. So again, let me say that again one more time. K-State 1-7 against ranked teams this year, and 1-4 against top 10 opponents. Yeah, so. K-State, they're going to have to be better, that's for sure. But game two's later on this afternoon. I believe that it's a 2 o'clock, a little bit after 2 o'clock first pitch there. So that's that. So K-State there drops a heartbreaker last night to the Red Raiders in game 1 of 3 in the weekend series. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Again, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, make sure you are doing that and continue to spread the word. I know you got friends out there, K-State Nation. Continue to spread the word. Definitely putting some great content out there, especially the last few episodes of this podcast. Go Cats! This has been another edition of Triple P.